Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody. We are jumping on to talk about pivoting, not panicking, when it comes to your messaging, pivoting in your offers, pivoting in possibly clients, your products, all of the things. So let's dive in today. Welcome, Stacey Tuschel here. And in this time, it can be really, really easy to start to freak yourself out, right? Your mind is playing so many tricks on you. It is thinking so many thoughts, and those thoughts could be absolutely detrimental to your business. So today we're going to be covering maybe those of you that need to be pivoting. Some of you need to be scrapping some of your products completely. We're going to go into all of that. So welcome, guys. Let me know who's joining. Let me know who's here live. And let's just jump right in. So first of all, I want you, before you make any crazy decisions to scrap or completely throw away and start over, I want you to assess the assets you currently have, okay? I want you to assess what you have for free to offer, what value you are giving. I want you to assess what products you have for sale, what programs, products, and services you currently have. Or I should say, what did you have before all of this kind of happened in the middle of March, right? What do those look like? So I want you to assess what is going to stay right now and what is going to be paused. So that's a big thing that I want you to understand is, if you think to yourself, I've just scrapped this, right? Just the thought of scrapping a product, program, or service that you've been working your butt off on for maybe years, maybe decades, it feels like you feel helpless, right? I don't want you to even use the word scrap, because right now we're just pausing on what we were doing, right? Some of us. So I really, really want you to be thinking about it in that way. The language you are saying to yourself right now, whether it's in your head, out loud, to your clients, to your team members, to yourself, we've got to be very aware of what is going on, okay? So thanks so much for joining, you guys. Excited to see you guys here as well. So as we're assessing what stays and what's paused, right? That language alone will help you continue to move forward. So now I want you to look at what you have, and I want you to start to fill in the gaps, right? So what is now missing from your free offers, from the products and programs and services you currently have? What is missing? What is the gap, right? What is everybody wanting right now? What is your market asking for? What are they complaining about or wishing they had or asking from you a different thing, right? So I want you to just be really, really aware. So this is where, when you start to assess, I want you to start to ask yourself, can some of these free or paid offers just be tweaked? Can you pivot them slightly to make it still make sense, right? Not everybody here is needing to completely scrap their offers, but I'm seeing that. I'm seeing so many small business owners just completely stop what they're doing and kind of give up a little bit, right? And even if you maybe are identifying as somebody who has given up this last month, it's not too late to get back in this, right? It's not too late to pick up the pieces and say, here's the plan, here is what we're doing, come along with me, right? So I wanna give yourself permission to be able to get back up and start again. Okay, just because you paused doesn't mean you have to stay there. I think a lot of us are realizing this is going to be longer than we thought, right? So if that's the case, now is not the time to take a break from your business. Now is the time to ask yourself, what do my clients need? How can I serve them? What skill sets do I have to give them, to be able to offer them? They may be different than what you were doing a month ago. And you've got to be able to be here and be open to the journey, okay? So a few things that you are assessing your messaging, check your emails. What content are you putting out there? Be very aware of getting rid of the old stuff that you had pre-planned, right? Make sure everything makes sense with what is going on right this second, okay? So messaging is a big one. I see a lot of people that are almost, if you looked at their brand, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was happening now or 6 months ago. It looks like everything is normal. Be very, very aware that the world has changed and that therefore your messaging has to change, because when you're creating copy for emails, sales pages, your products, social media, right? You are thinking of your perfect person in mind and their hopes, their wants, their dreams, their desires. You're talking to that person. If you still have the same messaging, all of the same content from before, how could you possibly be talking to them and hitting their pain points, be hitting their aspirations, their hopes, their dreams, their fears? There is no way. Because what is keeping them up at night right now is not the same thing that was keeping them up at night 6 months ago, right? Or 2 months ago. So we definitely have to make sure pivots are being made. Now, do not be overwhelmed with, oh, great, I have to go to my entire website or every email or all of the content I had pre-planned for the next 30 days, okay? One thing at a time, right? This is not something that's going to be overnight. This is something that is going to be gradual, but we are going to be here for a little while. So you've got time. So, you know, I don't want you thinking like, oh, great, this is more permanent than I wanted it to be. You guys, this is just another little twist in this game of entrepreneurship, right? Get used to it. And maybe some of you already are. You've been in this long enough to know things are changing, right? Things are always going to change, right? Whether it was a few years ago and Facebook was your main source of revenue, like that was your main source of lead gen, and then all of a sudden Facebook changed the game, this is no different, right? This is what this is going to look like. So be okay with it and be ready to pivot and keep going. All right, perfect. Yes, Sharon, she said, new world, new problems, new opportunities. And I love that you say that because that was the next point I was going to say. Ask yourself, what is the opportunity here? I promise you it's there. It just might be hard for you to see right now, okay? But just knowing that it's there will help you start to look for it and be open to it. So I'm actually watching this show called The Men That Built America. It's on Amazon Prime Video. And it's actually really, and my husband's like, I'm shocked you want to watch like a history show. But to me, it's not a history show. To me, it's talking about these American men who built their businesses and we know these names today, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, Carnegie, all these amazing people that have still like since passed, but their legacy lives on and they are serving their generations to come where they don't even have to work, some of them, right? So in it's a series on Amazon Prime. They are talking about how these guys basically jumped on new opportunity. They were innovative. They were constantly looking like people doing, like they were in the railroad industry and all of a sudden they just jump ship, right? They go, okay, this is where it's at. We need to go to oil. We need to go to steel. We need to go here. And you start to see how these really successful people have built this, right? And I highly encourage you to watch it. First of all, it goes through obviously a lot of history and different depressions and things like that where you can remember like this is a part of what this looks like. And we're not the only people that have had to deal with economic downturn and all of this, right? So it's actually really good. I've been watching it right now. And I think it's been really helpful to show the creativity, the grit, like what it truly takes, right? So I want you to stop the complaining, right? Stop the whining, stop the excuses, and look for the opportunity. Because when you complain, when you just keep finding those excuses or you keep venting to the same people who, trust me, they don't want to hear it, I promise you, you've got to start to look for the opportunity. It is there. It's probably hidden under your excuses. So when you start to clear that, you will start to see the potential, okay? There are stories after stories after stories of people who have built incredible businesses in economic downturns, right? The opportunity is there for you right now, but you have to be working for it. You have to be open to it, and you have to be really staying in this positive mindset, okay? So as you are jumping fast, being innovative, be creative, I want you to take a peek at pivoting possibly your client, okay? So this is not something I recommend for most people, but some of you are in a situation where it is very hard to keep that specific client and continue to serve. My goal for you is to stay with your client, to stay there, because I want you to be in this for the long haul. I want you to be able to be in this, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 3 years from now, and not have just had to completely scrap that business. So I want you to really ask yourself, do I need to pivot my niche, my client? But here's a better question. Maybe out of the clients you currently serve, could you go deeper with certain clients? Maybe not all of your existing clients are here to stay in this moment. There's just not something you are able to serve them with. Everybody's different. I can't, you know, predict what every industry is. But what I want you to understand is maybe there is like a sub niche inside of your current clientele that needs you, that still wants to buy from you, that is still here for the long haul, right? I need you to do some digging and possibly find out what that is. So there may be some pivots there with your clients. There may be some pivots with your team. So as you will start to see with your team or with just your business in general, there are a lot of people that are unemployed. There are amazing, incredible people out there looking to get hired. There are people out there that you maybe wanted 6 months ago or a year ago, and they were not interested, and now they're excited, right? Now they're looking, now they're hungry, now they're driven, now they're out of work, right? This timing could be a really good time to be pivoting some positions in your business, okay? Be open. People are DMing us. People are going, hey, do you need this, right? They are out there. If you've ever said, I've struggled hiring or I couldn't find a good person to do X, Y, or Z, this is the time to be open. Now, I know you might be thinking, how could I be hiring at a time like this, right? But the right people continue to make your business money, right? The right people will help your business thrive, even in an economic downturn. So I do want you to still, again, keep your mind open. If you are not open, you might be shutting down some possibilities or opportunities that are coming your way. Be open to everything. Okay. All right. What else? So your product may have to talk to a specific buyer. So again, when I'm talking about that sub niche, some of you might not have 100% of your people going, yes, I need this, but there is a certain level or certain clientele that is excited and may even have an opportunity to upsell into other products, programs, or services, okay? Now, if you are one of those people where you may have to pivot your client or pivot your product completely, I want you to just keep asking yourself, what do I have to offer? What skills do I have that I can provide? And then again, it's not just about what about you, it's about what do they need, right? So be careful that you're not putting out a product without really talking to your person. So I got a couple tips here that I want to share for you. For those of you having to pivot in the right direction right now, first of all, big one, market research. How many of you have done updated market research in the last 30 days? Let me know. I bet very few people have done it. And here is the thing, you guys, your client is totally different than he or she was 30 or 60 days ago. If you have not done updated market research, you are probably going to be in trouble because you don't know what they need. You are assuming you know what they need and you are assuming you know what they want, but you don't really know that for sure, okay? So I'm not saying you have to put out some massive survey, right, to get some market research done. But what I am saying is take your customers along with you on this journey. Do some Facebook polls. Send out like a, you know, this or that, or we're looking at doing this. Which one of the three are you most interested in? That is market research, you guys. Talking to people in DMs, asking follow-up questions. That is market research, right? I am not talking about sending out a big survey with 50 questions to pick their brain again. Now, maybe you will, and maybe that's an option for you, but I'm saying every day is an opportunity for market research, okay? Okay, great question. Danielle said, what kinds of questions are you asking your dance families for market research? Okay, so first of all, we are constantly getting feedback on what we're sending out. If we're doing the virtual, if we're doing live, pre-recorded, certain events, like what are they excited about? Certain products, we're getting that feedback of like, okay, we put this out, we're not really getting takers. or we're getting emails about when is your summer schedule coming out? And my team, we were foolishly thinking, who's registering for summer? No one. So we didn't put it out. And we had 10 plus emails the week we were supposed to put it out. We just kind of didn't mention it, thinking, of course, no one's mind is here. We're not going to go there. And all of a sudden, we started to get these emails. So even following back up in a private email, asking them, what were they hoping for? What are they looking for? Et cetera. That is the kind of information and knowledge that is going to be so powerful in your business. I think when I say the word market research, people are thinking like this big survey monkey with all of these questions, and it could be a simple question back to your people, right? So for instance, I'm looking at creating a new bonus for my foot traffic formula program. And I thought of this amazing bonus, and then I pitched it to my team. This is another tip that I want you to take. I pitched it to my team and I was like, oh, I think this is good. And my entire sales team said, no one is asking for anything like that. No one is talking about that in DMs. No one is saying that's an objection. I don't think that's going to sell any better than anything else we've been doing. Like, okay, back to the drawing board. That is market research. Not doing market research would be me thinking, ooh, this is a great bonus. I throw it out there and see if it sticks, and it doesn't, right? And it flops. Me asking my team, what are people talking about? What are they asking for? What are their struggles right now? Give me that information that helps me create better products that will serve at a higher level, okay? Another thing, let your team give you that input. Don't just assume this is on you, but ask around, right? So when we're having our leadership meeting with our dance teacher or dance staff, music staff, we are also asking things like, I just lost my train of thought. What are we asking? Oh, so we have this idea in our mind of what people are saying or thinking, or like, oh, they're so mad at us right now because of, you know, just all of these things. And then the people working the emails and the phone will be like, actually, here's what's happening. Here's what they said. All of the people that have dropped have been so kind and so nice. And they're all saying, we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. When we hear that information, it makes us feel a whole lot different. Okay. So be really, really careful. Oh, somebody says, curious what it is. Yes, we actually did a much better bonus. You will find out soon. But thankfully, my team has that market research to say, that's not going to work, but you know what they would really want? They want this. They're begging for this, right? So that was cool. Okay. Surround yourself with creative people in industries outside of your norm, okay? So I'm a big fan of being in industry and outside of industry. I always say you need two mentors, because if you're just following people that are doing what you're doing, you might already have all your competitors jumping on that same thing, right? So be really, really careful. Like if you have a nail salon and you only hang out with people in nail salons, all of a sudden the 20 nail salons that your competitors with might already be doing that, right? So obviously I want you to be staying in your industry so you know what's going on, but I also want you to be surrounding yourself with people out of your industry, because that is where you will see pivots very differently and out of the box thinking, okay? Next. Test everything. So when I say this, I mean, as you're pivoting, new things are happening. You are doing things you've never done before. You might be using technology you've never used before, all of this stuff, right? Before you go and promise it or say you're going to do it, you need to test it and make sure you know what you're doing. You know how long it's going to take, so you don't overpromise and underdeliver. That's never something you want to do, but you definitely don't want to be doing that right now. Right? We already are so fragile as a business. We cannot be under delivering at all right now. Okay. So test everything before you announce it to the public that you are now going to be giving this. Okay. Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate that. Okay. So keep your team well informed before you go to the public. I say this, and I think that sounds so obvious, but trust me, the old Stacy from 15 years ago, I would move so quickly, I would forget to tell my team that I just made something up. And I would just tell everybody, and then they would email or call, and my desk, my customer service reps, wouldn't be ready and would be like, I don't know what promotion you're talking about, okay? So when you pivot, remember, not only do you need to tell your team first before you tell your clients, but then you need to make sure that your team has read it, they understand it. So if somebody comes to them with a question, they're fully able to respond, and you don't look uneducated or look like just have a bad impression on people, right? Again, this is not the time to be doing that. Okay. Last one. Continue to evaluate the new idea and refine it. So remember, when you pivot and you put out this new idea, it's not going to be perfect, especially with how fast we are having to implement. I am asking you to be faster than you've ever been before. I am a very, like, I'm a quick start. You can tell me an idea right now and 5 minutes later I can have it done or started working on it, right? Not everybody is like that, and I understand. I feel you and I get it, but I want you to understand that I do need you to move quickly. And when I tell you to stay surrounding like great mentors, stay on them quickly. Don't listen to an episode from a week ago. Don't listen to something from 30 days ago. When they put out new content, be there to be relevant, to hear what's going on, because things are moving so fast, okay? You can't be delayed in this situation. So continue to evaluate that new idea and understand that when you put it out there the first time, there's going to be some refining that has to happen. A lot of people just, they put it out, they do it once, right? One email, one social media post, and like, nah, nobody liked it. Nobody commented. No one seemed interested, right? You need to continue to share, talk. Do not assume somebody already heard about it, knows who you are, all of that stuff, you guys, okay? We have to constantly be refining and keep talking about it, okay? You guys, if you liked this episode, I would appreciate you screenshotting this. Tag me and let me know what you liked about it, or just shout it out in your social. The more businesses we can reach right now, the more we can save in this economic downturn. That is our mission here at Foot Traffic. If you are not in our free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic community, go over there, check it out. We have tons of trainings and videos you can go binge right now. It's filled with thousands of all small business owners who are getting through this recession together. You want to be there, okay? If you are looking to work with me, go to foottrafficprogram.com. It is my monthly accountability and group coaching program where we are helping you with real strategies. I'm in there live coaching every single week, as well as other coaches, other head coaches in the program, as well as daily. Our coaches are answering questions every single weekday in the Facebook group. Every question is getting answered. If you need support right now, you guys, check out foottrafficprogram.com. All the details can be found there, or just DM us for more info. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. Tomorrow, I am back here doing a Q&A, a recession Q&A. Ask me anything you want. If you have questions right now, you might not be able to come back. Post them right now with what you're seeing. Just comment below. And my team and I are going to be grabbing a bunch of these, coming back tomorrow and kicking off with a recession Q&A. Right back here, same place, 11:30 Central AM. Okay, see you soon. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.